hedgehog race. If you were to travel in the hills of Scotland today, you'd find that hedgehogs and hares live together. They're great friends. But it wasn't always so. Every morning early, old Mr. Hare came down from his bed in the hillside. He was bound for the farmer's field because his breakfast was turnips. He loved young turnips and the leaves. But this morning, bright and early, as he came popping down the hillside, the first person he met was old Mr. Hedgehog, crawling round hunting for his breakfast. Snails, slugs and worms, which hedgehogs love to eat. And because Mr. Hare was feeling frisky, he rubbed his paws together and said, "No, old Mr. Hedgehog, I'm going to have some fun to myself." He liked to tease him, you know. So when he came to the gate leading to the farmer's field, old Mr. Hedgehog sat up with his wee pointed nose and his little short legs. "Good morning, short legs," shouted Mr. Hare. Now, hedgehogs are very sensitive about their short legs, and they don't like it very much when somebody talks about them, because their legs really are very short. "You know, my friend Mr. Hare, you're not very nice." "And why am I not nice?" "Well, every time we meet, you're always talking about my legs. I can't help it that I've got short legs. I was born like this." "Oh, wouldn't you like to have long legs like me? You know, I've got beautiful legs. I can run faster than anyone. Dogs can't even catch me. Wouldn't it be nice if your legs were like mine and you could run as fast as the wind?" And old Mr. Hedgehog said, "Well, of course it would be nice to have long legs. But you see, Mr. Hare, you don't need long legs to run fast, you know." "You don't need long legs to run fast," said old Mr. Hare. "Nonsense. How in the world could you run fast with those short little legs you've got? No way could you run out of the way of a dog or a fox like me. I can run swifter than the wind." "Well," said old Mr. Hedgehog, "I'll tell you what. I'll make a bargain. I'll challenge you to a race." Old Mr. Hare cocked up his ears. "Am I hearing right? You're challenging me to a race?" "Of course. You're getting deaf in your old age. I said a race." "You mean you want to race me?" "Of course," said old Mr. Hedgehog. "I want to race you and prove to you once and for all that even though I've got short legs, I can run faster than you." "Never. No way." "Well, would you like to prove it?"
"Of course.
This is going to be fun. I'd love to prove it." "Well, tomorrow morning at this gate, I'll meet you and I'll race you to the foot of the 5-acre field and back, and I'll beat you." "Will you promise me one thing?"
"Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll promise you."
"That you'll never call me short legs again as long as you live." "Look, if you want to race me, I'll race you, and I'll beat you like you've never been beat in all your life," said Mr. Hare. "And I'll go so fast, you'll never even see me pass you by. And after I beat you, I'll go on calling you short legs all the days of your life."
"Oh, well, we'll just have to wait and see," said Mr. Hedgehog.
"Done. Tomorrow morning, daybreak, I'm going to teach you a lesson you will never forget."
"Okay. But remember now, Mr. Hare, I'll be here."
"Oh, I'll be here," said Mr. Hare.
And like that, off he went for his breakfast. But what do you think old Mr. Hedgehog did? He toddled back to his nest where his old wife lived. "My dear, would you do something for me?"
"Of course, husband, I'll do anything for you," she said.
"Well, I've challenged Mr. Hare to a race."
"Have you gone out your mind?"
"No, I've not, but you need to help me."
"Well, what do you want me to do?"
"Well, it's simple. You know, old Mr. Hare thinks he's very clever, but he's not as clever as he thinks he is. He doesn't know you from me."
"Well, what do you want me to do?"
"All I want you to do is this. I want you to wait till daybreak, and I'll be at the top of the gate till Mr. Hare comes down from his bush, and that's where we're going to start the race. But I'm not going to run, and neither are you. I want you to wait at the foot of the field. And when old Mr. Hare comes down to the foot of the field, all you have to do is just stand up and say, 'I'm here before you.' and I'll wait at the top of the gate. I won't move. Silly old Mr. Hare will never know you from me. So the plan was made. The next morning, Mrs. Hedgehog went down to the foot of the field and waited. And Mr. Hare was up very bright in the morning. He liked to be up early when the sun came up. So old Mr. Hedgehog, he crawled to the gate and waited. Did not look for one worm, not even a snail. But as soon as the sun began to rise, down came old Mr. Hare, so proud of himself. He was going to show Mr. Hedgehog this morning how to run like he'd never run before in all his life. And he was going to call him Short Legs every time they met. Good morning, Short Legs. Are you ready? Of course, Mr. Hedgehog was very sensitive, said, you promised you wouldn't call me Short Legs anymore. I promised you, but after the race, you've not beat me yet, and you don't have one chance in the world. Well, said Mr. Hedgehog, my wife will be at the bottom of the field by this time. Okay, Mr. Hare, are you ready? As ready as I'll ever be. And they both said, one, two, three, off we go. And Mr. Hare flew down that field faster than he'd ever run. And Mr. Hedgehog sat and watched him running. But Hare was in for a big surprise. When he came to the foot of the field, there in front of him was old Mrs. Hedgehog. I'm here before you. Quick as light, old Mr. Hare turned and ran back up the field as fast as he could. But on the way, he ran faster. When he got to the top, there was old Mr. Hedgehog. I'm here before you. Quick as a light, Mr. Hare turned again, and down that field he ran faster than ever. And down at the bottom, there was old Mrs. Hedgehog. I'm here before you. And poor old Mr. Hare turned back again up that field. And when he arrived at the top, I'm still here before you. Up, down ran old Mr. Hare, till at last he was exhausted, couldn't run another step. He came to the top, and lying there, his tongue hanging out, panting. Tell me, Mr. Hedgehog, tell me, how in the world did you do? You ran so fast, I never even saw you pass me by. Of course, said Mr. Hedgehog, I told you. You won't believe me, you don't need long legs to run fast. Well, you really beat me there, and I'm still not sure how you did it. But I promise you, my friend, I'll never call you Short Legs again as long as I live. And that's why today, if you're up in the hills and you find hedgehogs and hares asleep in the same bush, it's because they're good friends. And Mr. Hare has never called Mr. Hedgehogs Short Legs again.